No man thinks more highly than I do of the patriotism, as well as abilities of the very worthy gentlemen who have just addressed the House. But different men often see the same subject in different lights. For my own part, I consider it as nothing less than a question of freedom or slavery. I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the British ministry for the last 10 years to justify those hopes with which gentlemen have been pleased to solace themselves and the House. Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports with those warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? These are the implements of war and subjugation, the last arguments to which kings resort. They are sent over to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the British ministry have been so long forging. And what have we to oppose them? Shall we try argument? Sir, we have been trying that for the last 10 years. If we wish to be free, we must fight. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. Sir, we are not weak. If we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power, the millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
There you go, folks, from Untold History. That is the famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech by Patrick Henry, delivered at the second assembly in Virginia. More pertinent now, maybe since then. Welcome to the show. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. On the eve of Independence Day, I'm wearing my extra patriotic tie in celebration. We are going to be celebrating America, but mostly we'll be defending it. We'll be defending the foundational morals that created this country and brought it to the heights of greatness, the likes of which the world has never seen. And we'll be studying the corresponding invasion of psychopaths and weirdos that has dragged us from those lofty heights and is currently attempting to drown us in the waters of the swamp. So we'll be looking at socialism. We'll be looking at the gimme that attitude that has brought us to ruin, pretty much. I've got some complicated feelings on this July 4th, and I think they're best expressed by a video that we'll show you on the other side of this short commercial break by Heavy Pulp. And like I said, I don't have words for it. The nostalgia mixed with the indescribable sorrow at seeing what has been stolen from us, mingling with the infinite hope of regaining it once again. It's a complicated time in our history. It's an inflection time. It's a crucible. This determines where we go from here on out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. It's War Room Live.
Anybody telling you not to be proud of your American heritage is insane, or they're a globalist technocrat trying to gaslight you into not loving your country and your heritage, because they don't want you to stand up for it, because the American ideals of the revolution and what we've done together has changed the world, and tyrants and systems of political oppression worldwide can't compete against the American system. That's why for the 250th anniversary of our republic, this July 4th, for just 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're having the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Up to 60% off on the supplements. All the best sellers are buy one, get one free. Methylene Blue, Bovine Colostrum, Shilajit, you name it. And the Patriot Apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs, up to 50% off. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The tip of the spear. It funds our operation as we fight the globalists, and the products are amazing. So celebrate the 4th with me right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Gone by. So just go on and tell me those sweet lies, the kind as sweet as these July. So please, just know that we can still rebuild. We can still make something better.
Well, what an incredible piece of what I would consider art. I think that ranks up there with some of the best AI usage I've ever seen. That was from a user on X named Heavy Pulp, and I just retweeted that video. So if you want to find it and you're subscribed to me, you can see it at the top, or you can find Heavy Pulp at on their account at Heavy Pulp. Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of complicated emotions from watching that. It's just incredible. And I have we start off the show with the speech from Patrick Henry. I have another speech to show you from yesterday, Stephen Miller. And I think this speech, not just the speech itself, but the surrounds, the environs, the situation in which the speech is given, sort of goes to the heart of America today. America in 2026, there it is, Sweet Land, an ode to America's 250th year. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. So let's go to the speech by Stephen Miller. I'm not sure if y'all have the one pulled up. Clip number 12 here. He's given a speech. He's exactly right about what he's saying. It's just kind of hard to focus on him because of the chaos in the background. So again, I feel like we are losing something of infinite value by increment every single day. And it's going away forever. And I think what we're about to see, to me again, is symbolic not just of like our current situation that we're in and the impossibility of doing anything about it while we allow these people to exist in our country. And what little hope there, and the fact that it's a major figure of the Trump administration. But we'll watch it. I think you'll see what I'm saying. Here's Stephen Miller with a very powerful and accurate speech, if you can make it out through the noise. Let's watch.
All of civilization can be fundamentally divided into two groups of people. Builders and destroyers. Between the people who do the work to build, sustain, and nurture civilization. The people who serve, who sacrifice, who give, who care for others, who protect others, who defend others. And those who only destroy. Who litter, who rob, who graffiti, who deface, who degrade. Civilization only exists because of people like you. People who choose to serve, who choose to sacrifice, who choose to build, who choose to dedicate themselves to some cause greater than their own vanity. Each and every one of you is the reason why America's future is brighter than it's ever been before. So on behalf of President Trump, on behalf of the White House, on behalf of the U.S. government, and on behalf of the American people, thank you. You have our everlasting gratitude. God bless, and happy Independence Day.
So again, that's Stephen Miller giving a speech that you can barely hear because he's practically drowned out by the cacophony, whatever it was. I don't even know. As far as I can tell, there were a bunch of protesters that were shouting him down, and then it just sounded like sirens and emergency vehicles, which in and of itself, again, I find almost symbolic, where it's just like, can we even figure out what the hell's going on here? Like, it's just, we're trying to listen to a speech, a very good speech, a very accurate speech, about, you know, what we need to save our country. But like, it kind of falls flat when he's like, the future of our country is brighter than it's ever been. It's like, we can hardly hear you over the sounds of ambulances and fire trucks or something. There's some sort of disaster. There's some sort of disaster happening just off screen, and you're having trouble being heard over it. I think this is symbolic. I think this is symbolic. Hard to see the bright and shining future he's talking about through the fog, through the mud, through the miasma that's poisoning us. I mean, he's right. And, you know, his speech was, you know, sort of similar to the famous speech we've played multiple times from Nayib Bukele, talking about what's needed to save a civilization, what we had that allowed us to build the civilization that we now live in, and correspondingly, what we've lost and the resultant collapse. Trump's official speeches drowned out by protesters. Yeah, that's sort of the problem, isn't it? You've got actually capable guys with the right ideas, only they're being drowned out by a bunch of very loud idiots. I think it's pretty symbolic. And it's like, is this, you know, like, what are they even protesting at this point? Do they even know? Why are they protesting? Who are they protesting, and for what reason? Does it matter? Does it matter? I mean, what we just heard was the screeching, the cacophony, the sirens and noises, you know, drowning out the actual people trying to do the work, which was the point of Stephen Miller's speech, the builders versus the destroyers. This background noise is perfect. Hegseth proclaimed, it's the sound of ingrates, of ingratitude, of people so blinded by ideology they can't see law and order and common sense in front of them. Tell you what, Pete, we don't need them to understand anything. This is what I'm saying. It's like, these guys are stupid. Okay, but they're winning. They're winning. You've got builders and destroyers. What happens when the builders are incapable of stopping the destroyers? Like, what you need is a third class of people. You've got the builders and the destroyers, but the builders need a class of people to destroy the destroyers. Because the builders are idiots if they just keep building things that keep being destroyed. You need to build something, and then you need to protect it from the destroyers. These people are just like, let's laugh at the destroyers while they destroy what we've only half built. Something deeply symbolic about all of this. And we can get into like where, and there's a lot of stuff that's happening symbolically these days. America's 250th big carnival, the Great American Fair, had to be shut down. It was too hot. She says, it's too hot today. They're not doing it. Yeah, they'll start up later when it's a little cooler. She says, it's too hot. It's just too hot. I've never, ever, ever heard of a carnival or a fair shutting down because it's too. I've gone to fairs in 104 degree heat in Texas before. What do you mean it's too hot to have a fair? What? America's 250th live update, Trump to speak to Mount Rushmore as heat disrupts 4th of July events. The Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C. was temporarily closed due to heat as high temperatures across the U.S. disrupted events marking the 250th anniversary. What are you talking about? Yes, folks, for the first time, it is hot in July. This has never happened before, and we don't know how to deal with it. Guys, we may have made a mistake here. We scheduled our big national holiday right in the middle of summer, and it's just too hot. It's too hot to light things on fire. What? It's too hot to go out on a lake, to play in a park. It's just too hot. Yeah, I don't think that's what it is, actually. I think maybe, just this is pure speculation here, maybe they're embarrassed at all of the pictures coming out showing the Great American Fair being totally vacant and empty. Maybe that was embarrassing. Which has to kind of be insult on top of injury. I would think, like, there are people, they probably saw the Great American Fair was empty and not very popular. And they thought, you know what, we're going to go. We're going to go. We're going to show up. We're going to get there. We're going to have a great time. I don't care what the liberals have to say. And they get there and they're like, actually, it's too hot. Actually, I'm just a little too hot right now. D.C. is about to be hotter than 99% of the world. See the places on the planet that will be hotter. So how hot is Washington, D.C.? Is it over 110 degrees? Because that would make sense. I doubt it is. I seriously doubt it is. What's temperature right? Can the crew look up what is the temperature right now in Washington, D.C.? If it's over 100, I'd be surprised. But hey, this is where we're at. Oh, it's 105 in D.C. That is pretty hot. That is pretty hot. For a wimp, for a loser, for somebody who's not American, I guess that would be pretty hot. For our European listeners, 105 degrees Fahrenheit is really hot in Celsius as well. So learn English. All right. Again, I'm just I don't know. Everything kind of sucks and is getting worse because we're being invaded by a bunch of losers that, you know, can't keep their own country running and yet want to dictate to us how to run ours. The problem with this is that the people that we've empowered to fight back against them won't. They aren't doing it. The only thing I've seen between President Trump and Zoran Mamdani was President Trump inviting him to the White House and patting him on the back and telling him they'd be best friends. That was not a good thing. That was a very bad thing. And I don't know if we'll ever truly understand the consequences of what's happening right now. Because as we explained at the time, there are forces that depend on New York City being a place where you can make money and live. And there are a lot of very, very, very wealthy people and very, very powerful people with a vested interest in seeing America go to socialism. So Zoran Mamdani will be playing with a set of loaded dice, essentially. He can do things that would have devastating consequences. Those consequences will be mitigated by people who want to make socialism look like it's successful. One thing you understand when you study socialists is it's all about appearance. Even if they themselves have a goal that they're going for, have a accomplishment that they're desperate to achieve, and then their system is actually completely contrary to that and does the opposite thing, it doesn't matter for some reason. For some reason, it never matters. And they just keep doing the thing, even if it's reversing the progress they think they're making. It's all completely absurd. But again, the problem is that the Trump administration, when faced with something like a bunch of protesters drowning out your speech, their only response is to like laugh at it and not take it seriously. It's like, we can't even hear you because of the they're winning. They're making you look like chumps. They're making you look incompetent and weak because you can't even give a speech that can be heard because you have no respect from the people and you refuse to force anything. And even when you know this and you make statements about it, your statements are like, those people are ingrates. Okay, and they're going to vote to take your stuff and put you in jail. So what are you going to do about it? Anything at all? No? Okay, great. So this is where we're at. I got another video to explain this to some degree, I think. This relates. Let's go to clip 32 here. This is Trump spokeswoman, or whatever she is, Jeanine Pirro. She's a former Fox News host. A lot of people from Trump's inner circle are former Fox News hosts. They're television talking heads. That doesn't mean automatically that they're incompetent, but there seems to be some sort of correlation. And I think this clip will illustrate my frustration with the Trump administration, where, again, it's not like they don't understand or say the right things about the threats that we face. They just seem utterly incapable of doing anything about it or even effectively arguing against it. Here's Jeanine Pirro announcing a prosecution of one sort or another.
Turned a true bill that this person should be charged with this felony. One more.
Thank you for your time today. How do you square charging this alleged when this is the same Justice Department that...
Already, this is a problem.
you know, over 1,000 January 6th rioters who caused millions of dollars of damage.
Are you really talking about January 6th?
Yes.
I'm not. Okay, who's next? Not you. No. Yes, you again.
All right, so I believe she was talking about arresting people that were, like, messing up the pond, the reflecting pond. That random reporter asks, you know, how are you doing this when you're letting January 6ers go? You're not investigating January 6ers. With somebody who, like, sort of understood the landscape as it exists now, this is what we call lobbing it over the plate for Jeanine Pirro. This would be a perfect time to take that question as a jumping off point and explain to the press gathered why punishing people for actual crimes that were committed is very different than arresting a bunch of protesters who never did anything to anybody. This would be a perfect time to elucidate and explain, elaborate on why January 6th was rigged, why the persecutions that followed January 6th were illegitimate in comparison to the very legitimate and very justice-oriented work that the current administration is doing. This is the type of question that the Biden administration would be making hay with, because, as we've explained before, while deliberately dismantling the country and committing treason and crimes against humanity on a regular basis, they at least were professional and capable and knew how to, you know, present their case so that it was convincing. Convincing to idiots and scumbags, yes, but still convincing. And turns out there's a lot of idiot and scumbags in our country that need to be convinced, apparently. So this is my frustration, is it's like, these are the people that we've sent to Washington in our last desperate hope. You know, these are the rebels that we send on the trench run to destroy the Death Star. And they're just like, well, what if I don't want to try to destroy the Death Star? It's like, but you know, but you have to. Like, what are you doing, though? But what are you actually doing? This is our last chance to regain our country. This is it. And it's basically over. I mean, we're done. We're basically done. This is what Trump's doing. He pardoned six people who were sent to prison for fixing their car. Which, yeah, okay, that's great. Yeah, they should be pardoned for sure. For sure. Not going to tangibly impact the course of our nation, though. Not going to actually affect anybody's regular life except for those particular six people. Good. They should be released. The next obvious step would be, I guess, find the officials that threw them in prison and charge them with false imprisonment or something, because how do you get thrown in prison for trying to fix a car? But we'll never do that. We will only occasionally partially mitigate the damage done by Democrats, but never once will we ever put them on the defensive. We will never actually expand and progress in our direction. We will only ever partially make them, you know, reverse things that have been affecting us for years and years, right? We will never actually get back to less immigrants. We will just deport a quarter of the immigrants they brought in. That's basically where we're at. They'll give really great speeches. You just can't hear them because of the protesters. They'll make good moves. They just won't be able to explain them. So it'll look like partisanship to the wider American public. We're losing, and it's their fault, and it sucks.
And a microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix, graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here, is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Colin saying 21 years ago that, oh yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha ha ha, wonder to put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away, not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more, scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting that at the base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health, what it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
Back, folks. We're about to do another segment where I feel like I shouldn't have to even add anything, but if I guess I do. I guess I'll have to try to explain this, and I guess we all have an opportunity or an obligation here to explain things, considering the fact that according to Cato.org, nearly half of Americans don't know what America's 250th is even celebrating. A new national survey from Cato Institute conducted in collaboration with Morning Consult of nearly 3,000 Americans ahead of July 4th and America's 250th anniversary found that nearly half of Americans don't know what America's 250th anniversary commemorates. A little more than half correctly answered that it was the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Despite civic ignorance, overwhelming majorities are grateful and proud to be Americans, whatever that means. Most also believe America is a land of opportunity, and even more believe the American dream is available to them personally. As the nation celebrates its birth, most Americans feel positive about the nation's founding, and 70% believe its founding principles remain relevant today. In particular, overwhelming majorities believe the U.S. Constitution is important for protecting your rights and freedoms and for enabling America's prosperity, with those numbers reaching up into the low 80s. still isn't great, I have to say, when only like 75% of people believe in America as a concept. It's like, it's not good to have a quarter of your population who just like don't know or care about your nation. And this is where it gets like kind of hard to even, I mean, they have deliberately destroyed the definition of the word American. Like, it doesn't mean anything now. It genuinely doesn't mean anything now. It used to actually mean something. It does still in reality actually mean something, but it's been so distorted and warped over decades of propaganda. What does it mean to be proud to be an American? Because people will say, yeah, I'm proud to be an American, as they wave a Mexican flag and advocate, you know, for more immigration from Mexico. It's like, well, then what do you mean? What do you think being an American even is? Are you an American? Like, you can literally go to somebody who arrived yesterday, doesn't speak English, and they'll be like, yeah, I'm proud to be an American. Look at all we've accomplished. And it's just like, what? You are not us, though. So I really think the only way to understand this is understand that the concept of nationhood has been redefined on purpose by our enemies to steal our birthright. It's not complicated. It is that vicious, and it's shocking that they've almost gotten away with this, more or less. And you'll see when we show a clip from Zoran Mamdani, the sort of schizophrenic attitude that new arrivals have about this country. You can hear from his statement, he has a genuine seething hatred for this country. Like, it's very weird that on July 3rd, sitting behind George Washington's desk, Zoran Mamdani basically just demonizes everything about America. He defines America as a place of evil and supremacy and abuse. Like, not parts of America, not America is amazing and great, but it always has problems because everything does. No, no. He defines America as being evil. Mamdani uses America's 250th to bash nation that embraced him as a child, granted him citizenship, and elected him to mayor of New York City. Well, America didn't elect him to mayor of New York City. A wide variety of foreigners who moved to New York City elected him to run New York City. So, ungrateful, like, doesn't even begin to describe it. So again, I think the only way to understand this is understand what nationhood actually is, what it actually means, where it actually comes from, the purpose it actually serves, versus whatever these people try to make it into. So we've explained many times, and is obvious from the word itself, nationhood, nation, comes from the same root word as natural and natal. It's about birth. It's a family. It's a wider extended family. That's what nationhood is, which is why it's so utterly absurd to have people who are from other families, who are loyal to other families, come here and try to criticize our family and tell us how we've done things wrong, despite the fact that everyone in their family lives in mud huts and eats each other. Like, what are you talking about? This is so insulting. It's so offensive. It's so unacceptable. And this is the mayor of New York City. Let's go to clip number one here. Zoran Mamdani, Ugandan warlord progeny, mother friends with Jeffrey Epstein, total Trojan horse red herring of the elite, tricking socialist foreign morons in New York into destroying the system that upholds, built, and maintains the middle class and liberty overall. He is a trick. He's a trick. He's a big fool for all of you. And you're all falling for it. And it's so unbelievably insulting the way that he treats this country that didn't just, I mean, let's watch, let's listen, let's understand our enemy, shall we? Here's Zoran Mamdani.
Nearly a decade ago, I too felt what you feel, the joy of no longer being just a New Yorker, but an American too.
Let's pause right there. You're a Ugandan or something, I don't know, mystery meat from overseas. You're not a New Yorker, you weren't a New Yorker then. you're not an American now. You don't believe in America. You lied on your intake form about communism. You shouldn't even be a citizen. If we had laws that functioned or people that felt like enforcing them, you'd be sent back home to eat rocks or whatever you do over there. I don't know. But you certainly wouldn't be mayor of New York City. This is a severe malfunction of our legal system that you are even here. This was a mistake. You're a mistake. You're an oversight. Okay, back to the oversight, back to the one that slipped through the net, the criminal scam artist that was not an American citizen 10 years ago, is what he just said, by the way. He was not an American citizen 10 years ago, but he's about to tell us how America is evil and how we have to change to be more like him when he is a guest of ours and should be politely asked to leave. With a gun. We should be very politely asked to leave. And if not, then he should be thrown into prison. Here's Zoran Mamdani.
Power. The power to determine what America means. The powerful have always known their answer. America, in their view, is an arena of supremacy, where only a select arena few are supremacy. Allowed freedom, where not all are created equal. America, if
all
you
right,
ask
hold
them...
Hold on. Let's pause it there. Let's pause it right there. I'm not going to actually be able to stop and try to correct every single utterly insulting, infuriating thing that this scumbag, foreign idiot, nepo baby says. So we'll just have to take it all in big chunks here. Once again, do you have any? He has no idea how insulting it is because he has nothing to be proud of in his own country, which is why he doesn't live there, which is why he came here and wants to take credit for our history and our greatness, even though he's been grafted onto it like a, an organ we're rejecting, an organ the body is rejecting, is Zoran Mamdani. So he shows up 10 years ago to a country 240 years old and says, actually, I'm here to tell you who you are. I'm here to define who you are. It's up to me now, actually, who we are. So you're not we. You're not one of us. You're somebody else. And the way I can tell is because you have a seething disdain for us. You don't like us. You don't like our way of life. You, in reality, have an entire worldview that is defined by the world that we created, by the ideas that we founded and established and fought to bring to everybody else. I guess you think you came up with this. We came up with this. He's literally quoting the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution in an effort to discredit America and say that we never believed this. He's quoting our founding documents in order to tell us that we never actually believed. What are the founding documents of Uganda? What do they say? Do they say anything about equality under the law or all human beings being created equal? Do they even have a constitution? This is the perfect example. This is the ideal, perfect example of somebody who genuinely does not believe in our system, but will use it to get power. The classic phrase, like, when you're in power, I invoke tolerance because it's what you believe. But if I get in power, I'm not going to be tolerant because it's not what I believe. I don't care about that. This is all he's doing. See, we actually do have a belief that individuals are responsible for their own behavior, can and should be given liberty and freedom, and then expected to live up to that. That's what we actually believe. This is the system we actually created. Now that system is being gamed by a bunch of foreigners who don't believe in it to use our system to get power to then destroy our system. So we have to, first of all, we don't actually have to do anything extraordinary. It's getting to the point where we are going to have to do something extraordinary. Like I keep saying, we're going to have to break the Constitution in order to save the Constitution. That's the point that we're rapidly approaching. But even now, if we just enforced the law, if we just did what was entirely legal and obligated for the government to do, they just won't do it. If they just did that, this wouldn't be a problem. Zoran Mamdani would not be in America if the laws as they're written now were enforced. Let me say that again. Zoran Mamdani would not be an American citizen. He would not be in New York City. He would not be mayor of New York. All we'd have to do, and we wouldn't have to do anything extraordinary. It wouldn't be breaking the law. It wouldn't be being a tyrant kicking him out because we don't like him. He lied on his citizenship form because he has documented participation in communist groups. That is illegal. He should be removed from the country. That's all we need to do. But you know what? If that's not enough, if we tried that and still, you know, we found our country circling the drain, I don't think we would. I think it'd be a lot like El Salvador. I think we could just bounce right back and be back on top in a year or two if we just actually did literally anything to pursue that end. But you know what? If we gotta just say, hey, the law says you're a citizen, but you're obviously an enemy alien and we're sending you out and it's against the law, but we're doing it anyway, that's what's going to be necessary to save the Constitution. If you don't do that, this guy's going to destroy the Constitution forever. He doesn't actually believe in it. It'll go away. And that'll be the end of our country. So which one would you rather do? Would you rather the legitimate authorities use a little extra force to actually save the country and get us back to a place where we can have the Constitution and we can have liberty and we don't have to have a biometric panopticon surveillance grid because we've let in a bunch of criminals and refused to send them to jail? Or would you rather have, you know, Zoran Mamdani just like take over everything? Because they are. And they're, I don't know if Zoran Mamdani's an idiot, but all of their supporters are genuine idiots. I'm going to show you like 10 videos today that are all like very similar because it's the same mindset. Their entire political belief system, their ideology, absolutely everything is built on one concept: slogans. They have slogans that don't mean anything, but it's the only thing they say. And the arguments don't exist. They're just slogans. They're just a collection of words that sounds nice and that they can invoke to avoid any description of any policy that would have any tangible effect. They don't feel the need to illustrate any of that. It's just sloganeering. We're being taken over by sloganeering and a bunch of people who know that they're lying but don't care because they know it's the most effective way to get past our defenses and destroy us. Like, this could not be more obvious. Let's go back to Mamdani.
Less the more people it welcomes. America, they will tell you, belongs only to those with the right accent or the right shade of skin. The rest of us, they insist, should be grateful for merely being allowed to visit.
Correct.
How small they are. How weak.
Oh, yeah.
How unoriginal.
It's all right.
At every moment in our past, those who led through exclusion and isolation have tried to win power and enrich themselves by turning us against one another. Division is the oldest trick in politics and the cheapest. But time and again, including 250 years ago, those forces of division have been vanquished by the forces of progress.
And everything has gotten steadily worse. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy that every time you people win, everything gets worse in every possible way? Isn't that nuts? And you pat yourselves on the back like you've achieved something. This is Zoran Mamdani. It's the best example. And everybody can understand this, right? Everybody can understand this on a personal level. It's a box of cookies in a refrigerator at work. And it has a sticky note that says, help yourself, with a smiley face. Person that posted this image said, this is mildly infuriating. Somebody at work put a help yourself note on a pack of Tim Tams that I bought. Well, a socialist has entered the chat. He is the sticky note, okay? Zoran Mamdani is the sticky note. We bought the cookies. The cookies are for us. If we want to give it out to somebody else, that's up to us. And if we don't, it's not an attack on anybody else. There are cookies. That's right. And Zoran Mamdani is there with no cookies, but he'll put a sticky note on your cookie saying, this is for everybody. Everybody deserves these cookies. Why are you being an exclusionary extremist supremacist for not giving me your cookies that you got? I guess you're a racist. I guess you're just a racist supremacist that's trying to keep us all down by not giving us the thing that you worked for and earned and created yourself. It's ours, actually. Actually, it belongs to everybody, and you're the bad guy. Retweet this saying, you know, this sticky note, it's Zoran Mamdani. It's also the plaque on the Statue of Liberty. That's what it is. The French built the Statue of Liberty as a gift to us. We built the pedestal. We put it up. It's a symbol of us. It's a symbol of our greatness shining out into the rest of the world, trying to wake them up. Then along comes some Jewish refugee, slaps a plaque on it that says, actually, this is a gateway to the world. Everyone welcome. And still to this day, and almost every day, I hear somebody going, you're not American if you're exclusionary. America is the Statue of Liberty. It's like, in a lot of ways, yes. In a lot of ways, yes. It was something great and powerful and good built by the people that live here, only to have foreigners come in and decide actually it belongs to them. And it's a symbol for how America is everybody's. And now people believe that, and they think that that's what America was founded on. That was never what America was founded on. What are you talking about? That doesn't even make sense. Somebody at work put a help yourself note on a pack of cookies that I bought. There it is. That's socialism. And like, this is the thing, you know, people have this idea. I mean, it really is just infuriating that we even have to talk about this, considering the fact that socialism, communism, it has not only been so thoroughly destroyed in intellectual circles that like it wasn't even a talking point for a couple of decades until we brought over a bunch of third worlders who don't know any better. And they started pushing communism and the media, you know, helped do it. But it's not just the intellectual, it's the real world. We've seen it tried over and over and over again. It always fails. It always ends in total destruction. Why do we even have to talk? We shouldn't have to talk about this. We should have systems in place to prevent people like Zoran Mamdani from being in this country and voting for socialism. It doesn't work. It's nonsense. It's retardation. It's a giant scam. What do you not understand about this? People understand it on an individual basis. Everybody would understand if you brought your own cookies to work and somebody else went, hey guys, I bought cookies for everybody. You'd be like, what the hell? What the hell are you talking about? I was going to give cookies out, but like, you can't just take them from, like, everybody understands socialism in their lives and how bad it is and how it's not helpful. And how they conflate charity with socialism as a trick. You understand that if you bought cookies and I take them from you and I give them out, here's my question. Let's take this example. You buy a sleeve of cookies. You put them off for yourself. You maybe intend on sharing them, maybe not. Who knows? They're your cookies. You bought them. You earned them. They're very expensive, very nice cookies. You had to save up for them. Then I come along. I take your cookies from you. I start handing them out to people at the office. Who has done the virtuous thing? Who has done the thing that is good and virtuous? Is it me? I stole from you. I don't think you'd feel like what I did was very nice, but I gave it out to everybody. Isn't that virtuous? Well, no, it wasn't mine to give. I stole it. Did you do something virtuous? What's virtuous about being the subject of theft? It's not virtuous to be a victim. You know, maybe if I'd given you an opportunity to hand out the cookies, then you would have been able to be virtuous. You would have been able to, on your own free will, be charitable, give things out. Other people would benefit. That's a virtuous thing. Now you're doing a virtuous thing. But if I come along, take what you've earned and give it to somebody else, where's the virtue? Who is doing the good thing? Who is benefiting from it? The people that are getting something? Me, for acting like I'm the one giving it out to them, even though I stole it from you? This is, and everybody would understand this on a personal level. Why they don't understand it on a national level, maybe they're not capable. Maybe they literally don't have second order effects. Maybe they actually don't understand where things come from or how things are made. Maybe they're just too low IQ. Maybe we should have an IQ test to vote. You ever think about what effect that might have on everybody? I don't know. It might not actually work. I'm not actually that big of a fan. I don't actually think IQ is as important as other things like morals, but this is the problem. We've got a bunch of moral people that are just like regular Americans, but they might not be college educated and part of the highfalutin elite, but our hyper intelligent, well educated people seem to utterly lack moral certainty or moral grounding whatsoever, because our education system is basically drives out anybody who wants to actually understand moral certainty to any degree. Everything has to be some sort of weird gray area, which is just opens up opportunities for scams. We're going to get into this more later because it's not just me saying this. I actually have a very long video that I might end up playing in full But it's basically an Indian trying to explain to other Indians what the concept of civics is and why civics are important and why civic responsibility is something that is required and necessary for prosperity or anything at all. It doesn't exist in these other countries. And it could, you know, if the Statue of Liberty was the symbol that it once was, if we understood our role as Americans was actually to try to get the rest of the world up to speed, not let them all in so they can drag us down to the bottom, then maybe we would live in a world where, you know, civics were taught everywhere and, you know, everything was aligned on a moral straight. But we've gone the opposite direction. We've gone the absolute opposite direction. So, again, I don't even think you need to be intelligent to understand like second order effects or just being a good person. But there's a particularly poisonous and toxic combination when you have people that are highly intelligent but are totally devoid of morals or compunction or, you know, an internal conscience telling you to do the right thing without the threat of punishment. But these are the people that are running our country now. We're going to show you more videos on the other side. I do want to tell you that we've got an absolutely massive special going on. And here they are, with some very cool silver rounds, 250th anniversary silver coins now on sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Very awesome. We can go to .com. We've got the shiny silver eagle over the waving flag for the America's 250th. And then on the back, you have the Crusader side. Oh, we can't. Wow. It is a set of absolutely beautiful coins. They are 1 troy ounce, 0.999 fine silver commemorative round. The price you can get these on the site is $117.76. But of course, as a VIP, you get an additional discount, less than $100. Get them now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The semi-quincentennial coin, United States silver. Of course, we also have massive weekend discounts, 60% off supplements, up to 50% off the apparel, and the BOGO deals are still on with methylene blue tincture. Buy one of those, get a second one free. Bovine colostrum plus, get a second one free if you buy one of those. And if you get a Shilajit complex capsule order, you get a second one of those absolutely free. So 3 buy one, get one sales plus the brand new silver coins at thealexjonesstore.com. They're absolutely beautiful, and I'll be adding them to my collection. You can add them to yours by going now to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. When we get back on the other side, we'll show you more videos of more socialists being incapable of explaining even the simplest policy that they would enact.
Now, our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones!
Whoa! Hey, Alex!
We love you, Alex!
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex, suck my d***.
What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to bring down the new world order!
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.